I've got a Chardonnay and a Shiraz. Okay, the two shushers, Chardonnay and Shiraz, Windy Peak style. If you're the first person through on this phone number, 13-53-53, that's 13-53-53. If you don't know the number by now, well, you give up completely. So if you're a first listener, that's the number you've got. Put the finger in the dial on the button, whatever it might be. Depends what area you come from. And see if you can get the answer to this question to win the twin pack. All righty? So here we go. I'm racing today is the first clue. The second clue is I'm racing today at Caulfield. The third clue is this.
My father's last words were, Bertie has more guts than the rest of his brothers put together.
Now, apart from anything else, this would be the DeBortley, not only the topical tip, this would be the DeBortley best bet of the day. There you go, Simon. This isn't even a tip, but this will get the prize for mine.
Yes, okay. Okay.
Okay, so has the board lit up or will we play it again? Here's the clue. This is the third clue. I'm racing today. Who am I? Here's the clue.
My father's last words were, Bertie has more guts than the rest of his brothers put together.
I suppose one could say if Russell Veitch was here, he'd say everybody was going to rush to the phone.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one, Paul. That is a good one.
Yeah. So but remember this. If you've got friends coming over today and you do want to serve them a nice white wine on a beautiful Australian day like this, it's fabulous. If you do want to send them, give them a nice white wine, look, just pop into the store and pick up a bottle of Windy Peak style, Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, the Chardonnay. If you want a very sweet wine, then try the Moscato. You're right as rain. If you want a red, the Cabernet Merlot sits well with anybody. I like the Shiraz very much. And, of course, if you're a Pinot Noir lover, it sets up nicely also. There's a Windy Peak wine for you. Now, we don't have a winner yet?
Not yet, no. People are still trying, but...
I thought this one might be a little bit harder for them this morning.
Yeah.
Okay? So there you go. It's racing at Caulfield today, right? And I reckon it's a pretty good thing.
Okay. We'll
see how we go.
Yeah, we'll keep on. In fact, we've got one. Paul Keith from Young has just given us the right answer.
Keith from Young. By golly, if it's the Keith from Young who won about 2 years ago, I don't think he's won in between hand. So good. It's a funny thing when people ring in, you suddenly realise, I've heard that from somewhere before, but Keith from Young, I hope you're a first-time listener. The answer is very simple. Of course, that was a speech from the King's speech with the royal applause at the finish, and royal applause is in race number 5, and that is the answer, royal applause. And you've all said, oh, God, I didn't think of that one. Well, there you go. Royal applause was the answer. Keith from Young, good luck to you. Chardonnay, Shiraz, Windy Peak style's on its way to you. Here's Simon.
Yeah, good on you, Paul. Paul Ambrosoli. There now, we need to take a look at this card at racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. Yeah, big night of racing at Menangle. Metropolitan Racing returns there for the first time this year. And the feature is the Simpson Memorial Group 3 race, the time-honoured classic. So, really good support card around it as well.
With the Tab jackpots, there is a $20,000 first four jackpot on the Group 3 tonight. And the Tab Fix starts up for a couple of races later in the card, which we'll get to. The first, Amanda, is the Cordina Chicken Farms Pace. It's an M1 only, which opens the card at 10 to 7.
Choice,
no
and then Denigan, but it's Medina 12. T. Nicely clear below the 200. Really from Radiant Choice, Denigan starting to wind up and single Liberty. Bullet the outside, but Medina T in front from Denigan and single bullet and Medina T, the Victorian.
That little freshen up. She was racing in some of her best form and doing the work in her runs as well. So she's drawn to be a big hope here. Also think the 8, Blazin and Cullen is a horse you have to watch out for. He nearly grabbed the Shirley Chamber Memorial out at Bathurst back on Boxing Day, and this is a much easier race. And with the right run, he'll definitely make his presence felt here. Also really like the 12-star writer for the Turnbull Camp. This horse has won 2 of its last 3 starts. And also number 3, Macca Kelly. So race 1 at Menangle, my numbers are 4, 8, 12 and 3.
4-8-12 and 3, race 1. Race 2, the Wards are counting pace. The scratching is 5 Majors Blue Jean and a field of 11.
Yeah, another open affair. I'm leaning the way of the 3 on top, Sally Fletcher. She's very impressive winning last start. She led and, look, she produced just a good of a run.
Under plenty of pressure, and so is Madonica. Around the turn of Medina T. A length clear from Radiant Choice, and then Denica. But it's Medina T. Nicely clear below the 200 from Radiant Choice. Denigan starting to wind up and single bullet the outside. But Medina T in front from Denigan and single bullet, and Medina T. The Victorian filly gets in to win it. Single bullet the outside, grabs second just in front of Denigan, followed by Madame Moustache, who should have finished closer. Up alongside Radiant Choice, then Madonica from Legal Girl, Kate Wickham, and Glossy Ganoderma was the last to finish.
3, 4, 8, Medina T, Mark Zara, the third is
explosive
early Express Transport Pace, C3 to C5, and the one scratching Amanda, number 4, he's a romance.
But yeah, look, this is things a in front. Race and 3 pretty even
on the inside
well
of Argent Door and further back to France. 350 metres to run. Archie Barber, two lengths clear from Argent Door and Pipeline. They're both sticking to the task well. Archie Barber at the 200, a length and a half clear. France is getting to the outside. Pipeline, Argent Door, just battling away one pace. Archie Barber in front of France going up into a clear second. Gold Artisan late, but Archie Barber's going to lead all the way. Archie Barber by a length and a half to France. Gold Artisan.
At this track. Also like the 7 Dash of Luck. He was very unlucky. Fourth last start. Where he ended up in the race, it was near impossible for his team, but he did go to finish where he did. His form prior was very strong. One start back from his belt. So I think he's a big threat. Also really like the 2 Cosell. He's been in sensational form since racing here in Sydney. And also the 3 Let's Strike the Gold. So race 3, a top race. I've got the 5 on top. Seat.
Will straighten two lengths in front. Clark's getting itchy fingers now on Pipeline, being pushed along on the inside of Argent Door and further back to France. 350 metres to run. Archie Barber, two lengths clear from Argent Door and Pipeline. They're both sticking to the task well. Archie Barber at the 200, a length and a half clear. France is getting to the outside. Pipeline, Argent Door, just battling away one pace. Archie Barber in front of France going up into a clear second. Gold Artisan late, but Archie Barber's going to lead all the way. Archie Barber by a length and a half to France. Gold Artisan third, Argent Door fourth in front of Pipeliner. Further back to Jaminzar, Mr. Mark Hugh, and Fast and Rolling. Archie Barber leading all the way. That's been a very dominant win.
Strong Tuesday form around Menangle, won in 151. Saturday night company last
Radical
start,
Impact, so the outside, then Wait and Was, Magic As, like is starting to pick up ground door, nicely. Colonel Custer can't go on and further back to Ike and Rock. They've climbed the rise. Radical Impact hits the lead, but here comes Wait and Watch and Magic As on the outside. Wait and Watch and Magic As, the two favourites draw to the front. It's Wait and Watch, the inside of Magic As. Wait and Watch, Magic As. Wait and Watch just in front will win. Wait and Watch by a half length to
for 5 Yaya's Hotspot, 7 Tac Tac and 11 Freiburg, and 750 for 4 Cyclone Kate and 8 Clancy's Bobwatch.
Yeah, look, this is another top race tonight.
Climb the rush, the climb up, go on and nicely. Is starting them, wait them.
I've tipped the 4 on top, Cyclone Kate, a bit of value. I thought she had no luck at Bathurst in the Shirley Turnbull Memorial, and she ran times faster than the winner, but ended up finishing 9th. So I guess that 9th next to her name doesn't really reflect how well she went. She won a start before, which was her first start back from a spell.
What a half length clear from Radical Impact, the outside, then Wait and Was, Magic As is starting to pick up ground nicely. Colonel Custer can't go on and further back to Ike and Rock. They've climbed the rise. Radical Impact hits the lead, but here comes Wait and Watch and Magic As on the outside. Wait and Watch and Magic As, the two favourites draw to the front. It's Wait and Watch, the inside of Magic As. Wait and Watch, Magic As. Wait and Watch just in front will win. Wait and Watch by a half length to Magic As. Third a photo between Radical Impact and Icon Rock. Further back to the little racketeer, and Colonel Custer was last in. Blake McDougall.
4 from 6, 7, 8 in race 5. Race
number
6
Wait
the Group 3 Simpson Memorial for the 3-year-old Colts and Yearlings.
And the emergency scratch here, 11,
Presidential Dude, and 13,
Chosen Prayers getting a nice run through. And further back to Remunerator, it's White Out Motor and Chosen Prayer going up to head off Lake Lugano. It's Motor and Chosen Prayer. Chosen Prayer Motor, they hit it. Oh, close one.
$6.50 for Seven Conviction. That's your next best. And all the others are in double figures.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think the three Blue Moon Rising will be hard to beat, particularly from the draw.
Go in front, under the judge as they fight.
He's won 12 of his 13 starts. He is a very talented youngster. My value for this race is number 14, Mr. Regal Major, trained by Tim Bupp in New Zealand and will be driven by Darren Hancock. And this horse, last time I looked, is around $3 a place. Is that right?
$3. Which one was that? Sorry, Amanda.
The 14.
The 14. $3.42 at the moment, actually.
Yeah, I like that value for him. He had his first look at Manuel on Tuesday. Lake from Ciale. They went 151 and change, and he was doing his best work over the line and was never knocked around. So, look, they're running time, and he gets a good run through from his draw. I think he can finish in the money. Also like the 9, Carlu 303, and number 1, I'm Serengeti. So race 6, the feature, the 3 on top, Blue Moon Rising, with the value
3 out, Chosen Prayer, 4 out, Motor, 5 out as they flatten for the run of the judge. Lake Lugano in front, kicked by a length. Motor the outside, Ciale, Chosen Prayer's getting a nice run through. And further back to Remunerator, it's White Out Motor and Chosen Prayer going up to head off Lake Lugano. It's Motor and Chosen Prayer. Chosen Prayer, Motor, they hit it. Oh, close one. Chosen Prayer and Motor, there's nothing in it. Lake Lugano, I think, third, just in front of Remunerator. Then came Alpen Rose from Ciale, Art and Ollie, Magna Joy, Princess Command, Balmain Girl, and Express Point.
Turn, but his form prior was quite strong. He raced
this is close.
Now he's back to the claiming class. He should make his presence
the
present.
Good as surging by a half in post.
Point
followed by Kinshachi. Further back to Song and Laughter and Upscale. Up the rise now. On the inside, Butterboom hits the lead from Yuma Desert. The wide out Kinshachi and Song and Laughter the widest. Butterboom being tackled by Kinshachi the outside. Bang! Kinshachi roars away now from Butterboom and Song and Laughter. That's been a very cozy win for the informed Kinshachi. Photo for the miners. Give it to Butterboom in front of Song and Laughter. Followed by Hedy Hunt. That's an imposing lass.
She's certainly in the race with the top hope. Also including the 3, Spare Me Days, and number 7, Expressionist. So race 8, numbers 8537.
8537, Amanda. That's the best from an angle, Amanda.
Yeah, look, Simon, I really like race 1. Number 4,
from the inside,
the,
upscale. For the meters, followed by
Humid. She's a slightly easier race than what she's faced in recent starts, and her form's certainly been picking up. And I also took a value in the main race 6. Number 14, Mr. Regal Major, a place bet. If you can still get the $3.42 that you mentioned, I think that's good value.
And there's a big night of racing at Globe Derby with the South Australian Pacing Cup as well as the Derby. We see Smolder go around a little later on.
Jesse, second last, imposing last, with Clementa on
the
turn, way
the
too good
row
in front. Butterboom rails
sure
through, Yuma Desert 3 deep, going after the leaders,
tonight,
followed by Kinshachi. Further back to Song and Laughter and Upscale. Up the rise now. On the inside, Butterboom hits the lead from Yuma Desert. The wide out Kinshachi and Song and Laughter the widest. Butterboom being tackled by Kinshachi the outside. Bang! Kinshachi roars away now from Butterboom and Song and Laughter. That's been a very cozy win for the informed Kinshachi. Photo for the miners. Give it to Butterboom in front of Song and Laughter. Followed by Hedy Heights, an imposing lass storming home and it was all over. Then Madame Giselle from Queen of Bond, Yuma Desert. Further back to Press Report. Upscale didn't pick up. Way too good week and right out of it. And three of Jesse was always back towards the rear. There's a riding double for Ben Bellum.
They've had this horse from the very beginning.
Trained by John
O'Shea. Good buy to come on Frank tonight. He won 51 races and 38 places and has been a bit of an icon.
No Bad Blood, Quantrill, Careless the Rails. Further back to Sonic Swish. Rock the Lady needs a run. Boy, there's many chances here. Careless up the fence from Dark Steel. Sir Plush, No Bad Blood, Quantrill, Rock My Lady, can't get a crack of them. Careless on the rails. Louis CK bursting home on the outside. Careless, Louis CK over the top. Louis CK got up there, hand from above went with it. In a photo for the miners with Careless, Rock My Lady.
Do you hope it cools down by the evening? It's tipping 51 today for Adelaide, a very hot day.
Yeah, I heard. that. I believe they put the races back from what I've read on social media. So, yeah, hopefully it cools down, but I'm sure the action on the track will be very hot still.
No surprise. Yeah, the card has gone back, the first now 12 minutes after 7. Amanda, thanks very much for your help. Enjoy the afternoon and good luck at Manangola tonight.
Sir, here. Can boy, the best rock on the rails. No bad
Amanda Rando there, there at the start of Trenton. We might make a start on the information for Wentworth Park. Luke Muller's calling tonight. Luke, good morning.
Thanks, Simon. Good morning to you as well. I hope I remember how to call these. I've called
the dog a lot. You do a good job with the gallops, mate. The greyhound should be a little easier. You just got to look at the colours, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Just go off the rugs. It's a totally different skill set, calling the greyhound to the gallops. But looking forward to being back at headquarters tonight.
Let's get your thoughts for the card, Luke. The first event at 28 after 7 is for wendypark.com.au, and the reserves come out.
No bad blood. Quantrill easing out again, coming to the turn. Star Wars getting onto its back. Over on the inside is Brewery from Rock Milady, and Where Shore being ridden for luck in the running rail. Up the straight, 350 out. Dark Steel, Surplus, no bad blood. Quantrill, careless the rails. Further back to Sonic's Wish. Rock Milady needs a run. Boy, there's many chances here. Careless up the fence from Dark Steel. Surplus, no bad blood. Quantrill, Rock Milady can't get a crack of them. Careless on the rails. Louis CK bursting home on the outside. Careless. Louis CK over the top. Louis CK got up there. Hand from above went with it. In a photo for the Miners with Careless, Rock Milady. In no particular order here. What a finish. Dark Steel not far away with no bad blood. Quantrill. Further back to Brewery, Star Wars and Surplus about midfield. Louis CK's won it. Hand from above will grab second. I think Careless third in front of Rock Milady.
To be three chaser. Very strong dog with a big motor.
Skeleton Bro, 450 to go. Common straightening. Del Cielo at the head of the others with Awasita pulling to the outside. Run Cannon run under heavy pressure here in the straight. The Stormman quickly goes to him. Our Renaissance on the outside from Zero Cash. Del Cielo running home from the back. 150 to go. Our Renaissance sprinted up to the Stormman. Del Cielo's working home very well. It's Our Renaissance the leader though with 50 to run. Del Cielo storming at the end, but Our Renaissance beat Del Cielo.
Club's Choice won the start. Coming forward out wider as Rojas. And Rio splits those. They were followed through then by Smashing, who's saving ground on the inside. I think the half back then is McLaren, who's out the wide with Whispering. And going back to last year, they race down by in front is Club's Choice, leads the way. From in second position over on the inside of it then is going to be Smashing. A length and a half back there then is Rojas, and 10 Lee saving ground and covering a little bit of extra ground too is Lucy and Rio out three and four wide. Right in behind that runner then getting a nice trip home is Whispering, and still three lengths away to McLaren as they swing onto the course proper. 400 metres left to run. It is now Smashing. Club's Choice one off. Now getting a split up the fence is 10 Lee. Deeper out then is Lucy and Rio. Two lengths in place. It was the favourite Whispering. 10 Lee's gone up now to Smashing there. Two lengths in front of Lucy and Rio. Right in behind these Club's Choice. It's down to Smashing and 10 Lee for now. Further back then to Lucy and Rio. 10 Lee, who hasn't gone round a horse, has the front over Smashing, who's trying to go again. 10 Lee Smashing the last bob. 10 Lee. 10 Lee takes the first up over Smashing. Third across the line was Lucy and Rio. That's in a close run thing there with fourth home. It would have been Club's Choice. Then behind those Rojas, then came Whispering, who was never in the race, and McLaren, who was always towards the rear.
6-10 Lee, 7-50, 3-30, 3 Smashing, 120, no third for 8 Lucy and Rio. Luke Marlowe is with us, and we're taking a look at this card at Wentworth Park. Luke, we're down to the third race. This one's over the 720, and the reserves are out.
Yeah, the heat of this race conducted last week, Simon, and I'm just marking as you're right, is probably the benchmark as far as the heat performances. She did win in the quickest time.
Three sheets about six from them straightening. Del Cielo at the head of the others with Awasita pulling to the outside. Run Cannon run under heavy pressure here in the straight. The Stormman quickly goes to him. Our Renaissance on the outside from Zero Cash. Del Cielo running home from the back. 150 to go. Our Renaissance sprinted up to the Stormman. Del Cielo's working home very well. It's Our Renaissance the leader though with 50 to run. Del Cielo's storming at the end, but Our Renaissance beat Del Cielo. An eye catcher. Third a photo. Maybe Capitano ahead of the Storm, and then three sheets. Eye Striker next home from Our Cedar, Zero Cash, then High Dreamer, Jatello, Run Cannon, Run Capitulated in the straight. Next home was Our Cedar, Jack Skid didn't run on, and he was one of the last home.
In race number four, the reserves are out.
Our Renaissance.
Number two, Charles Bickle.
Cathy O'Hara, number four, the winner, trained by Jason.
I think he can look for the
winner in Turmeric Aquatic, Peter Plonti, running from our Renaissance and Top Strike is getting a nice slip through into third. Then came Harara Zaron down the outside, up the rise now, and Incostinati has been a big drifter in on-course betting. It's gone, and Top Striker hits the lead. Awasita's coming out of the pack. It's got to get off the heels of the leader. Top Striker in front. Awasita balances up now, but the bird's flown. Top Striker's off and gone. Favourite Too Good Top Striker went home to beat Awasita and Butterboom. Cosmic.
A handy enough run, and for a race like this, one Warrior Princess has drawn the red. It's only had one run off box one previously. It was unplaced at Muslim, but that was over 400 metres. Gets up to the 5:20 tonight. Four flying points.
A big drift has been a big and down the ups came Harara slipped through and some tops.
Top four in race number four. Numbers there,
2146. Race 5 gets the quaddie underway with a $20,000 jackpot. It's the Sky Racing Stakes and there's no scratchings.
Yeah, I've found Dinah Boomer here, this Victorian for Andrea Daly. Drawn the outside box, but he has placed off the pink and he's only had a run.
Boom and Awasita is the last one. Incostinati races to the lead around the turn from our Renaissance and Top Striker is getting a nice slip through into third. Then came Harara Zaron down the outside, up the rise now, and Incostinati has been a big drifter in on-course betting. It's gone and Top Striker hits the lead. Awasita's coming out of the pack. It's got to get off the heels of the leader. Top Striker in front. Awasita balances up now, but the bird's flown. Top Striker's up and gone. Favourite Too Good Top Striker went home to beat Awasita and Butterbird. Cosmic Cameo got up for four. Then Zaron from Harara, our Renaissance. And the betting board told us that Costanati couldn't win. It finished last.
And number seven, Bourette.
Top Striker.
15-time winner. Missed the start a little. This grade. 8465.
It was a little slow by race six. The one scratching is number four, Austin Influence.
Three lengths away, unbiased, Embly, most exalted, final decision. Gee, the backmarkers are just not in at the moment. Hogmanay, King Darcy, classic uniform, trying to rally back, and here's Gold Ambition joining in. 150 to go. Gold Ambition, Hogmanay hit the front together. It's Hogmanay, Gold Ambition. Hogmanay's lifting, Gold Ambition peaking, Hogmanay.
I've had a bit of time for, he certainly caught the eye a little bit earlier in his career when he got a couple of brilliant races at Dapto. His
hard
form is good. He's top two here. Box two. He's got to be the top.
Embly, most unbiased. Three.
But I think the top two, or even the top three, are a pretty smart grey. But Falcon's Fury looks the goods. 5-2-8-1.
5-2-8-1, race six. Race number seven is free of scratchings.
Yeah, like number two here, El Magnifico. He's an absolute machine. He broke the track record at Bulleye last start in 29. And I should say 28 and 27 over the 5:15. He's drawn to get a beautiful run behind the red, which ran a quick early section last start. So he should just bong onto the rails, sit behind
and
the one.
Hogmanay, three out. Gold Ambition is next. Three lengths away, unbiased. Embly, most exalted. Final decision. Gee, the backmarkers are just not in at the moment. Hogmanay, King Darcy, classic uniform, trying to rally back. And here's Gold Ambition joining in. 150 to go. Gold Ambition, Hogmanay hit the front together. It's Hogmanay, Gold Ambition. Hogmanay's lifting. Gold Ambition peaking. Hogmanay, Gold Ambition, head bobber. Give it to Hogmanay, a nose to Gold Ambition. King Darcy third. Kandinsky and classic uniform next in. They're most exalted. Wine and Dine, unbiased. Embly, final decisions are Topaz and Reneg. Photo. Hogmanay and Gold Ambition.
Two Mac Packs. He looks pretty promising.
I was opting for the back. Drifted back. First up, Pete, running the race of his life at huge odds. But here are the sweepers, Gypsy Miss, Reeling and Volpino. They're all coming with a charge. Down below the 200 metres, though, Volpino race to the lead from Gypsy Miss and Reeling.
Seven, two, eight, six. Race number nine, scratchings of six Red Calibre, 10 Wally Wanderer.
Meanwhile, General Cole's running the race of his life at huge odds, but here are the sweepers, Gypsy Miss, Reeling and Volpino. They're all coming with a charge. Down below the 200 metres though, Volpino raced to the lead from Gypsy Miss and Reeling. Volpino, a beautiful ride by Brown. It was a perler. Volpino beat Reeling, Gypsy Miss and Good Luck Malala. General Cole's gave a sight for a while, then Mert Reynolds, Zamex, followed by Dazzle Sid, Smart Devil, Elusive Affair, and Eastern Paradise in a time of 1:36.73.
If you can get out clean, he's in the mix. Three American Rose.
Volpino the winner.
For the others, 1:08.43.
1:08.43. And race 10, the last reserves got
I thought it was a very tough way to finish this, but I'll go with number 5, Tough Love. He is drawn inside a moderate beginner, so he might get a bit of room.
Zamex, good luck, Beloman.
Five's not a bad trap at Wentworth Park if you can just be left alone.
Inside, Beloman Sid will land. Let East inside.
But to do that, he just needs to
rush on the
out.
They're on the way, straight entrance. At huge odds, but here are the sweepers, Gypsy Miss, Reeling and Volpino. They're all coming with a charge. Down below the 200 metres.
I'll just go with him here, not with a lot of confidence. I thought it was a pretty tough race. 6 Murdy on Blast, he's got an engine, he'll need luck early though. 3 Notorious, one's an interesting...
Meanwhile, General Cole's running the race of his life at huge odds, but here are the sweepers, Gypsy Miss, Reeling and Volpino. They're all coming with a charge. Down below the 200 metres though, Volpino raced to the lead from Gypsy Miss and Reeling. Volpino, a beautiful ride by Brown. It was a perler. Volpino beat Reeling, Gypsy Miss and Good Luck Malala. General Cole's gave a sight for a while, then Mert Reynolds, Zamex, followed by Dazzle Sid, Smart Devil, Elusive Affair, and Eastern Paradise, in a time of 1:36.73.
Luke Marlowe there, it's 11 o'clock. Shortly, Peter Ellis to preview Morfordville. Tate's Trenton,
you won't see a ride better than that.
10 Lee, 7:50 and 3:30.
Just allowed to settle and
no third for 8, Lucy and Rio, and 7 was 4th club.
Ready, Pickett, Shiskosh, sell a girl in.
Spotballer
was show no shame. They swing to the bend, and hoots and flat for home in front. Now Garrett sits out.
4 for 82 now. 4 wickets down for 82.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining
for the band,
your unsecured
and hoots and flat for home in front. Now Garrard sits out after it. She's our star, emerged to third. That's the race. Hoots and hands and heels by Lloyd is well clear. Looking pretty sharp. Looking pretty good. Leads from Garrard. Then She's Our Star. Cellar Girl runs on. But Hoots and the rap was right. Too good. One easily. Beat Garrard. She's Our Star. And Cellar Girl. A nice. Four. Then Francisca initialize. Black Thing, She's No Shame, Star Picket, Sozzled and Miss Sidual. Good time, 59:43.
Sky Sports Radio keeps you right up to date this summer. Sunday morning, Paul Joyce now, and Simon Harrison
stage in the wash-up.
Trainers and jockeys, plus stewards news,
Elite
and Gary Crisp with the ratings. All this and more on The Wrap, Sunday morning at 9 on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Everything you need for a winning day.